This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. I'm not going to throw stones from Baltimore, but New York City has a rat problem. Mayor Eric Adams has made fighting rodents a major priority, reforming trash collection practices and appointing the first ever rat czar. A few businesses have looked elsewhere for help, as you'll hear in this installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Sheila Massey, and I am the founder and president of Hard Hat Cats. Hard Hat Cats is a nonprofit, and our mission is to take feral cats who have a very, very low chance of adoption from the city shelter, because feral cats, by definition, are not crazy about people, but they make great working cats. They kind of hide out and sleep during the day, and then when everybody goes home, they patrol at night. I've placed cats in breweries, distilleries, a luxury apartment building, we won't say where, a couple of gardens, a bodega. This is nature's solution to rodent control. I've had stories where this was kind of their last resort. This particular brewery adopted two cats, Benji and the Goon, Benji and the Goon. And they tried everything to get rid of these rats. Benji and the Goon came in, and this particular big rat that had been eating through the walls and showing up every night, and they couldn't get rid of it. I tell you, within a couple of weeks, that rat was just gone. There was no corpse. We never found a corpse, but we never saw the rat again either. I've placed about 31 cats at this point, and like I say, in very, very different types of environments. And I've even learned that the cats boost employee morale. This is like a side benefit I really hadn't anticipated. And some of them are trending on internet now. It's just unbelievable how the cats kind of have their own personalities and become more of a mascot than a mouser. How did I become a cat person? I have the same question. I was a dog person my whole life, and back 20 years ago, when somebody asked me to adopt a little kitten off the street, I said, no way. I don't even like cats. But this cat was so funny and so smart, I fell in love. And I say this little cat, Sadie, changed my life, because I'm a cat lady now.
Me too, Sheila. Me too. That was Sheila Massey at Hard Hat Cats in Brooklyn, New York. You can tell us about your economy at marketplace.org.